The two capitals before you show an everyday 13th century scene, the grape harvest. It's possible to make out the grapes, the leaves of the vine, and various figures picking the grapes and putting them in baskets. In fact, wine, together with grain, was the most important crop during the 13th and 14th century in the lands of Yeda, because bread and wine were never missing from the medieval table. They're pretty important at our table too. What has changed, though, are the amounts that these products are consumed. In medieval times, the daily serving of bread per person was some 600 grams, while the wine consumption would have come to a litre or two a day. Although these quantities may seem high, a number of factors justified it. For example, the variety of products available today didn't exist at that time, and drinkable water still didn't come to people's homes, a fact that made wine a much healthier liquid than polluted water. Furthermore, the wine ingested by the majority of the population was young wine, diluted with water, while the aged wines with high alcohol content were reserved for the more well-to-do.